Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Bring your dog to the radio speaker and see what their reaction is to the dogs that Warren Eckstein loves as the star of his musical intro every week. The Pet Show is heard around the country every weekend. Great show for those of you who are pet lovers. I like having him here every day. We have pet tips from Warren, and he's here today to talk to us about goats and dogs, amongst other things. So your direct link to Warren and your pet in just a moment.
Today on App Check, photo board. Manipulate pictures with your fingers. Pinch, zoom, or rotate. For $3, an app should have a useful purpose. Not this one. Photo board.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what really happens to a family when all the kids leave the home? Well, researchers know, and here's the unfortunate science of it. The probability of divorce increases after the children grow up and leave home. Think about it. You and your husband before kids, well, you spend a great deal of time getting to know each other. Then the children come along, and for 18 plus years, most of your attention is focused on the children. So when the kids leave, mom and dad look at each other and say, now, who are you? So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's common sense. It's not rocket science. It's essential that even when kids are in the home, you've got to keep love alive. Talk to each other. Pick a date night once a month. Take a mini vacation without the kids. Do little sweet things for your spouse all through the marriage. That'll keep the thrill alive. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. By the way, you can address comments, questions that you would like to have Warren answer on his Pet Show if you go to twitter.com/Warren Eckstein, facebook.com/The Pet Show. All right, so here's the story from Goatland. There's a new study this week suggesting that goats, like dogs, have the capacity to communicate their intentions or desires to people. According to the science here, Warren, animals have been given simple tasks. Take the lid off a box, and you get a bit of a reward, and it works. Let's see. Researchers said it was increasingly difficult to open the box until the task became impossible. At that point, the goats, when they were faced with this unsolvable problem, looked between the reward and the human, stared at the human to try to indicate that they needed help to get to the treat. And that's the same sort of thing that happens in dogs, apparently.
Think about it, Doug. Think about it. Goats have been domesticated probably almost as long as dogs.
Around the world. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
in other words,
cultures.
And having lived with many goats in my life, and my favorite are the Tennessee fainting goats, but having lived with many goats in my life, they're incredibly intelligent, incredibly bright, and really kind of comprehend what's going on around them. Just bend over in front of a goat.
Or a ram.
Wow.
All right. Big study about city birds. So the birds living in Los Angeles and New York are not as happy as the birds that live in Chillicothe?
Yeah, according to this study, and it was a great study by Virginia Tech, they say that birds that live in this city are more assertive and more aggressive. Even though there's more of a supply of food in the cities because of what people throw away, the birds go after each other and challenge each other, where people in rural, birds rather in rural areas, are really kind of mellow and calm, you know, listening to different types of music. So the bottom line is, just like city people are always in a hurry, they're always kind of bumping into each other, so I think it kind of transfers. Even the animals I worked with, I did a whole segment on this years ago, we'll talk about this in the future, the difference between city dogs and country dogs is absolutely amazing.
Really?
Oh, it is. Because
is it breed?
No, it's not breed, but city dogs are exposed to so much more. People think that city dogs are not socialized, they're not exposed to things, but think about it. You go take a dog in New York, in 2 minutes, the Chinese restaurant's rowing down the street, the taxi cab's honking his horn, the pizza guy's coming. So there's so much more excitement that, generally speaking, city dogs are mellower and calmer than country dogs.
Interesting, because, you know, we adopted this dog from the Brooklyn Kill shelter last May, a year ago May, And she's turned out to be a wonderful dog. What a great, really personable, charming, sweet thing. But I wonder how much of that she was exposed to. You know, you don't really know what you're getting when you get these dogs out of these kill centers, but...
But they change. One of the advantages of being a dog is flexibility. The flexibility to change. When you find someone you love, you can go from that scared dog to that real happy dog.
Yeah, and it happens almost overnight, too, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah. Warren Eckstein.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.